There's no law that could be given that we could follow to get us to heaven. If there would have been, God would have given us one. Verse 22, but the Scripture hath concluded all under sin. The Bible says, Romans 3:10, there's none righteous, no, not one. Romans 3:23, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. We are all sinners. Psalm 53 says, we are all born in sin. We're all born in sin. After being born in sin, we all choose to sin. No one can say, well, I'm going to hell because I was born in sin. No, you're going to hell because you choose to reject Jesus Christ as your Savior. And I sin because I choose to sin. So you can't blame Adam, say, well, it's Adam's fault because he sinned and I was born in sin. You cannot blame Adam. I can't blame Adam. I'm a sinner. And the law proves it. If God could have given a law to get me to heaven, he would have done it, but there was none that he could give. Verse 23, but before faith came, we were kept under the law, shut up unto the faith which should afterwards be revealed. Wherefore the law was our schoolmaster to bring us unto Christ, that we might be justified by faith. Now you have to understand just a little bit about Romans and Greeks. Wealthy families would hire what they call a schoolmaster. That schoolmaster would take a small child and he would train him. Now, it's not schoolmaster in the sense that we would think of a schoolmaster or school teacher today. A schoolmaster would take a small child and he would train him. I suppose he'd teach him how to get dressed, how to brush his teeth, how to cleanse himself, how to take care of himself, and he would train him up until the time it was time to go to school. So the schoolmaster would train the small child until it was time to go to school, and then he would take him to school, and he would turn him over to the school teacher. That's exactly what the law did with Jesus Christ. The law proved to me that I'm a sinner and took me right up to the place that I recognize I need a Savior. People have said to me in the past, why do I have to be saved? What do I have to be saved from? You have to be saved from your sin. Anybody here who has you've never been jealous? Probably every one of us has been jealous. You know what that is? It's sin. It proves you're a sinner. Anyone here ever not been angry unnecessarily? Has anyone here ever not coveted something that was not yours? Has anyone ever here not been selfish? Anyone here never been greedy? Anyone here that's just totally innocent? The obvious answer is no. We commit those sins, some of them, almost on a daily basis. What's the great commandment? Love the Lord thy God, all thy heart, all thy mind, all thy soul. 24/7. We've broken the great commandment. The law takes us to the point, as the schoolmaster took the child to school, the law brings us to the point we recognize, I need Christ. I need a Savior. There were three workers on a building. They were warned not to step off the building. The first worker runs and jumps off at the 10th floor. At the 5th floor, someone looked out the window and said, how you doing? 5 floors later, the man's dead. The second worker is standing by the edge watching the first worker jump. The second worker then, standing by the edge, someone comes up behind him and shoves him, and he falls all 10 stories down. He hits the bottom pavement and he's dead. The third worker does not run and jump off. He's not shoved, but he's watching. And unexpectedly, he slips and falls off the building. And he falls all 10 floors and he hits the pavement and he's dead. The soul that sins shall die. He will by no means clear the guilty. God will not clear the guilty. There's a lot of ways you can get to an eternal hell. Whether you feel someone has shoved you, mistaught you, you slipped, you've fallen, or you ran and jumped into it. Without Jesus Christ, you will miss an eternity in heaven. And the law, following the law, cannot save you. Only putting your faith in Jesus Christ. Now look at verse 23. I'll read it again. But before faith came, we were kept under the law, shut up unto the faith which should afterwards be revealed. Wherefore, the law was our schoolmaster to bring us unto Christ, that we might be justified by faith. Declared righteous. God says, that man, that woman is going to heaven. Justified, that's what it means. Declared righteous. How are you justified? By faith. By faith in what? By faith in that Jesus Christ has died for us. He was buried. Our sin was laid on him. He's guilty. And then he rose from the dead. He did what no other man has done. He rose from the dead, never to die again. Jesus rose Lazarus up, but he died again. The apostles rose some up, but they died again. When Jesus rose from the dead, he did not die again. He ascended into heaven and has promised to come again. So Jesus Christ, putting your faith, your trust, your hope in what Christ has done, is what saves you. That's what saved. Justified, declared righteous by God by faith. Now look at verse 25. But after that faith has come, now that you're saved, we are no longer under a schoolmaster. The law was our schoolmaster until Christ came. After Christ came, then the law is of no effect. How many people looked in the mirror this morning? Now, did you see anything wrong? See any dirt, smudges, anything like that? If you did, how many took the mirror off the wall and washed your face with it? Did you do that? Huh? Did you take the mirror and say, here, I've got a smudge of dirt on my cheek. I'm going to take the mirror and I'll wash my face with it. You see, the law is a mirror. It allows us to see the way we really are. But the law cannot cleanse us. The law can't clean us, just like the mirror can't. So I look in the mirror, I see a smudge on my face. I take the mirror and I wash my face off with it. No. The law cannot cleanse our sin. So the law took us up to Jesus Christ. When it got us to Christ, Christ came down, lived a sinless, perfect life, died on the cross, was crucified, buried, rose again, and it says that he purged our sin. He cleansed our sin. Amen? You understand? He became our substitute. We sing a song, there is a fountain filled with blood drawn from Emmanuel's veins. The blood of Jesus Christ covered my sin. Not the mirror, not the law, but the blood of Christ. This is good news. Now remember, these false teachers are saying, no, you need to be circumcised, you need to be a Jew, you need to follow all the law, then you can be a Christian. Paul says, no, that's wrong. You get saved by putting your faith in Jesus Christ, in Christ alone. Faith plus nothing equals salvation. Faith in Christ. Every false religion goes to a religion of good works. Do something good. Those people that say you have to be baptized are saying what Jesus did was not enough. It was necessary, but it wasn't enough because now you got to be baptized. We say this. You do not have to come to church to be a Christian. You do not have to tithe to be a Christian. You don't have to serve to be a Christian. You have to put your faith in Jesus Christ and what he did. Now remember, God promised Abraham, by your seed, I'm going to bless all nations through the seed of Abraham. The law came along 430 years later. Did it change that promise? No. Now I want to tell you, there's some people will tell you all these different things you got to do to be spiritual. But I want to tell you what you need to do is put your faith in Jesus Christ, Christ alone. Doesn't matter if you're a Baptist, a Methodist, a Catholic, a Mormon. Doesn't matter who or what you are, what your background is. If you will come to the cross of Jesus Christ and say, I want to put my faith in what Jesus Christ did, you will go to heaven. You will go to heaven. Anyone that tries to add to that is a false teacher. That's good news. Verse 26 says, for ye are all the children of God by faith in Jesus Christ. For as many of you as have been baptized into Christ have put on Christ. There's the idea in the Greek language here that it's the idea that you're an adult son. You're not a child. You're an adult son or daughter, child of Jesus Christ. Christ lives in you. Now watch verse 28. There is neither Jew nor Greek. To God, it doesn't matter if you're a Jew or a Greek or a Roman or an African or an Asian or a North American or whatever. It doesn't make any difference to God. To God, there's neither Jew nor Greek. There is neither bond nor free. It doesn't matter to God whether you're a slave or you're a free man. And he says, and neither male nor female. It doesn't matter to God if you're male or female. You know what? The Pharisee would get up and say, God, thank you that I'm not a slave. Thank you that I'm not a Gentile. Thank you that I'm a man and not a woman. And God gets up here and says, it doesn't make any difference to me whether you're a Jew or a Gentile. It doesn't make any difference to me if you're a man or a woman. It doesn't make any difference to me if you're a slave or you're free. You get saved by putting your faith in Jesus Christ. If you're not careful, you fall into this pride of, I follow the law, I do everything right. And Satan puffs you up in that if you're not careful. And you'll think, well, I follow all the rules. Therefore, I'm going to go to heaven. But Satan is a liar. God says, I don't care what nation you're from, what sex you are, how old you are, how rich or poor you are. If you'll put your faith in me, you're going to be my adult child. You're going to be a child of the living God. Verse 29, and we'll close. And if ye be Christ, if you're a believer in Jesus Christ, then are you Abraham's seed. If you believe in Jesus Christ, you are a spiritual Jew. You've done the same thing that Abraham did. Abraham put his faith in the cross. By faith, he trusted God. When you trust Christ as Savior, we do the same thing. We're putting our faith in the cross. New Testament, Old Testament. If you've trusted Christ as Savior, then are ye Abraham's seed and heirs according to the promise. I may have done far worse things than you, but whether you've missed the mark by a little bit or whether you've missed it by a lot, you're a sinner. And you're separated from a loving, tender, gentle, kind, forgiving God. And He wants to love you. He wants to fellowship with you. And the false teachers says, no, you have to follow the law. You have to follow all the rules. You be circumcised. You be a Jew. It's a lie. Whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Isn't that simple? Right here today, in the next 5 minutes, in your heart, in your mind, your heart, if you say, oh God, I know I'm a sinner, and I want you to be my Savior, do you realize that you become a child of the living God and you are guaranteed eternal life in heaven? But the person that really repents of their sin, say, you know what, God, I agree with you, I'm a sinner, and I want Christ to be my Savior. Right then, God declares to the world, He's saved. He's my child. I'll never leave Him nor forsake Him. No one can take Him out of my hand. He's kept by the power of God. You are born again. God has come down from above to live in your heart.